British Prime Minister David Cameron has called for women immigrants to Britain to learn English within 30 months or be deported. The plan targets Muslim women joining their husbands already in Britain. Cameron said his plan would help Muslim women immigrants who spend most of their time at home. Cameron wrote Monday that 190,000 Muslim women speak poor English, and 38,000 Muslim women speak no English, although they have lived in Britain for years. Their lack of English socially isolates them, he said. Cameron said his plan will help all migrants. Critics said he was singling out Muslims. Cameron said people who do not speak English often live apart from British society. He said they are more likely to be radicalized. He said he believes his plan will help keep the country safe. He says there is no connection between a lack of English and being radicalized. But he said, if you are not able to speak English, not able to integrate, you may find, therefore, you have challenges understanding what your identity is, and therefore, you could be more susceptible to the extremist message. He said the government will spend more than $28 million for English classes for migrants. The classes would focus on immigrant women living in isolated communities. The government said classes would take place in homes, schools, and community centers. Travel and child care costs would be paid. The government says the plan would take effect in October. Female immigrants must pass an English test within 2.5 years of their arrival, or face removal from the country. That threat would remain even if they have children in Britain. No plans are in place to remove migrants who fail the test. But officials said the government may refuse to extend visas or could deny the immigrants permission to stay in the country permanently. Andy Burnham is a senior member of the opposition Labour Party. He called the plan a simplistic, headline-driven approach to extremism that risks unfairly stigmatizing a whole community, thereby making the problem worse. He said all women, religious or secular, should be helped to learn English, not just Muslim women. Burnham noted that the government had cut spending on English language classes in 2011. The Ramadan Foundation, a Muslim group, also criticized Cameron. It said very few of the 3 million Muslims in Britain are extremists. It said the best way to fight terrorism is to build support with Muslims and support the work done across the country, not denigrating Muslims. But Naz Shah, a Muslim and a Labour Member of Parliament, supports the plan. Shah noted that too many children are starting school with no English because it is not spoken at home. He says that has an effect on their learning ability because education starts in the home. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.